It's a rather dry year here at the 47th annual World Ag Expo in Tulare. Water, or the lack of it, is on everyone's mind. Even though the official slogan of the expo is Feeding Tomorrow's World, Charles Sarabian, an engineer with Preferred Pump in Fresno, says the real theme of the show is how to conserve what little water is left.
I think it's on everyone's minds. It's what makes agriculture grow. I mean, without water, there's really no agriculture.
Preferred Pump lures in buyers with solar-powered irrigation pumps. Sarabian says even though the pump is costly, farmers will pay because of necessity.
We're pumping water just 100% from the sun. And so we can vary the speed and the power according to how much sun power we have coming in.
In a different pavilion on the other side of the expo, past tractors and tri-tip, I met Devin Bernias, a second-generation farmer who manages around 750 acres of row crops with her father south of Tulare. She's selling T-shirts at the Women in Agriculture booth. The brown shirt with a neon tractor decal is in line with the underlining theme of the expo, drought.
We were trying to come up with a slogan for this year for the show, something to, you know, signify what's, I guess, on our minds right now. And a big part of it is rain and obviously the snowpack. And so we decided to go with the Pray for Rain slogan this year.
And that's just how dire the drought is. It's so extreme that many farmers, even at the World Ag Expo, are praying for rain. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.